Today we will talk about ecosystemic approach, and you will get ecosystemic tools to your toolbox of social and emotional skills. Active listening and even the most carefully formulated problem-solving I messages don't always work. The other person might not be ready to discuss or reflect, or the problem may have lasted long time. Then you can try ecosystemic approach. These ideas come from systemic family therapy and also from solution-focused psychology. And when you think about a team, it's a system, ecosystem. There are coaches and athletes and other parties, and they all interact. They all have their thoughts and activities and actions. And when there's a problem, you might want to change the interaction. And just changing one part of the interaction might solve the problem at hand. And at best, it might develop the individual's own thinking, autonomy, about what is right and wrong, values, and even develop responsibility. In order to get there, solving problems, you need to change, for example, perception, interpretation of the problem, or the problem behavior itself. However, here in this system, we don't mainly concentrate on the destructive behavior or problems, causes and explanations why this problem happens. But, for example, the coach can try to interpret the behavior in a new way, more positive way. So then the athlete's behavior doesn't anymore seem disturbing, and it's easier for the coach to be more constructive. Often we deny problems, but then they don't go away. Punishments very seldom work. They may change the behavior, but not the immediate behavior, but not the behavior later. So the individual should be helped to resolve the situation constructively and positively. And then the disruptive behavior also changes, and often permanently. These methods help an individual to form a complete, more positive self-image instead of failed and guilty and humiliated self-image. This helps the coach to see the positive and functional aspects of athletes, and it's a question of coach's interpretation of the problem-causing behavior, and that affects which methods to choose. You can choose from different methods, and different methods can be used for the same situation. These are quite subtle, gentle methods. Usually the participants don't even realize what methods you are using. And if one method doesn't work, it doesn't make any harm, then you can try another one. However, it's important that you are able to sincerely interpret a situation in a different way. If you are not, then this doesn't work. You really need to think believe what you think. And here you can see a list of different approaches. And the first one is redefinition of the perspective. And that means that the coach tries to find a new, more positive perspective on the situation through which the athlete's actions can be interpreted. And then an example from Mario Kuusela's PhD. You can see the reference below. A student was sitting at the sidelines, well, perhaps had an injury or just didn't want to participate. However, she disturbed the class, was shouting there and not behaving properly. Instead of punishing or blaming her, the teacher said, "It must be boring to sit at the sidelines. Would you please take care of the music equipment?" And that worked. So that was a positive, much more positive role in a situation where the teacher had a problem, had had quite long time a problem with that student. So sometimes it's enough just to get a minor change in the situation. In the same way, you can introduce a positive motive, find a positive motive for the student's unwanted behavior. Remember, now the teacher has a problem in these situations, or coach. Or third approach might be that you introduce a positive outcome. So highlight the positive effects of unwanted behavior on myself or the other participants. For example, students didn't listen or concentrate, they were chatting with each other, so it's difficult to teach. So the teacher laid down on the ground and said, "Okay, this is a good opportunity for me to rest. Would you please wake me up when you are ready to continue?" Of course, there was humor involved, but it didn't take long time. Teacher didn't get a long rest before the students were quiet and ready to continue. So this gave the teacher the positive outcome to the teacher was this opportunity to rest. Then you can use symptom commanding technique, where unwanted behavior can continue, but in a different way, different place, or in a different form than before. And this is a case, again, about the music representative. One student didn't want to take off her earphones in the physical education class. The teacher had already opposed this, but talking didn't seem to work. Finally, the teacher decided to use the ecosystemic symptom commanding technique to solve the problem. Once again, the student came to class wearing the earphones, listening music, didn't pay any attention to the class. She didn't have proper attire for physical education and continued listening to music. Unsuccessfully, the teacher asked the student to take off her earphones and leave them in the dressing room. Then the teacher decided to do something in a different way. Well, the music you are listening must be good music if you cannot take earphones off, was the answer. Would it be possible for all of us to listen to it at some point during the lesson? Yes, replied the student. Excellent. Please connect your music to the system. The student took off her earphones, connected music, and got changed. All the class were now able to listen to her music during the lesson, and it brightened up the atmosphere. At the end of the lesson, everybody was asked to say what had delighted and what had annoyed them during this lesson. Most of the students said that they had been delighted by the music, and after this lesson, the student with the earphones became the class music representative. Every now and then she took care of the music in the class. No problem with the earphones existed anymore. So this worked. Use of the back door and indirect problem solving is very useful method and perhaps most often used. There the coach focuses on talking to the athlete about other things than the problem, and thus encourages the athlete to change his or her unwanted behavior to improve the interaction. Just by talking about something else, something positive, often helps. For example, the student may have or athlete may have received a lot of negative feedback, have labels, then this might work. Just to say something, ask about the holiday or pay attention to the new earrings of the athlete. So something positive. Discuss about with the athlete. So this is indirect problem solving. Just bring something positive to the system. And the last one on this list is search for anomalies. So then the coach might highlight situations where the athlete performed well, and that way reinforces good practices rather than highlighting bad behavior. For example, instead of criticizing that the student was late, the teacher might remind how well the student worked earlier as a referee, and tell that there would be similar type of tasks available also in this class. Would you like to be a referee again? So instead of criticizing, the teacher or coach reminded that you did so well, you were so sharp referee, would you like to do that again? These are examples of ecosystemic tools. And again, this you need to listen to observe the situation and then change something when you are using this. In the Handbook of Behavior Change, you can see an article about ecological models. These belong to the same family of systems, systemic approaches, and introduce you tools to change, for example, physical activity behavior. You can change the environment or person or even biological determinants. You will learn more about this later, but just wanted to show you a reference. Here you can see two links to videos where solution-focused psychology is introduced as additional material.